Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about jobs in Harrisburg right now, and I understand that Republican lawmakers are working on a special package of bills that will help to address the career and technical education opportunities that Pennsylvania workers need to hopefully get a leg up on the new economy. What's going on here?
That's correct. I'm working with my fellow colleagues in the House Republican Caucus to focus on good-paying jobs and careers for all Pennsylvanians by working to improve workforce development and career and technical education opportunities and advancing new policies to help transition people from minimum wage jobs to family-sustaining careers. This week, a package of bills that will help to achieve these goals earned committee approval and will now move to the full House for a vote. This legislative package includes bills that would boost awareness of workforce needs and increase the flexibility for secondary career and technical education programs. The bills would also create a comprehensive online career and technical education resource center and coordinate state-level career exploration and workforce development opportunities. Improving the way CTE works in Pennsylvania would also include putting at least one K-12 career and technical center administrator on each workforce development board and creating a database with information on how these courses, programs, certificates, and diplomas would transfer between public schools and institutions of higher education. To learn more about the Good Jobs for PA initiative, you can visit www.pahousegop.com/goodjobs. Again, www.pahousegop.com/goodjobs.
Also, the House Health Committee held a hearing this week to focus on some employment issues in a very important sector of our economy, and that's healthcare. What's going on here?
This week, the House Health Committee did hear testimony about how difficult it has become to attract new doctors and other healthcare employees to Pennsylvania. Experts from across the state testified and said burdensome government regulations have contributed to workplace burnout and pushed younger doctors and nurses to move out of Pennsylvania. They also discussed issues that make it difficult to find qualified candidates for healthcare positions such as nurses and technicians. As the session continues, the House will be looking at how we can improve these barriers and help to improve training opportunities for these important positions.
And of course, it's springtime. Most of the snow is melting off now, and that means we're looking at a lot of holes in our roads. What do folks need to know if they want to report them?
Yeah, absolutely. With the spring thaw comes the annual sprouting of potholes on Pennsylvania's roads and highways. And this year, extreme fluctuations in temperature, coupled with an active snow season, have contributed to a bumper crop of potholes on our roads. To help combat potholes and prevent them from becoming a danger to vehicles and drivers on the road, you can report potholes directly to PennDOT. Please call the PennDOT pothole hotline at 1-800-FIX-ROAD or visit the website www.penndot.gov and click on the maintenance concerns link. Again, 1-800-FIX-ROAD or www.penndot.gov to report potholes that need fixing.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.